The Basis of Everything, Rutherford, Oliphant, and the Making of the Atomic Bomb. Written by Andrew Ramsey and read by John Vose. Edward Gibbon Wakefield was serving 3 years in Newgate Prison for the abduction of a 15-year-old heiress, whom he had then secretly married in the hope of securing her inheritance, when he devised the radical colonisation model that gave birth to South Australia. This was something of a paradox, given that a central pillar of systemised colonisation was the explicit exclusion of convicts. What also set the proposed new settlement apart from Australia's existing colonies was the novel idea of pre-selling parcels of surveyed land to attract immigrants of financial means. Capital raised from those sales would subsidise the relocation of less wealthy families, thereby providing South Australia with a willing labour force. While the penal colonies had been devised to ease pressure on Britain's overstocked prison system, the systemised settlements were designed to solve a similar crisis in its choked industrial cities. "Here we are, three or four in a bed," Captain William Gowan told the inaugural public meeting of the South Australia Association in late June 1834. "We cannot walk along the streets, but we are jostled by some person thrusting his elbow into our side." That urgency was reflected in the speed at which Wakefield's idea evolved from concept in the late 1820s to colony in 1836. The first shipload of South Australia's free settlers dropped anchor at Holdfast Bay a few days after Christmas of that year, at which time little of the required survey work had begun. This, coupled with a low asking price of £1 per acre, less than $200 Australian today, meant the venture risked collapse under a weight of debt before it had even found its feet. It also meant that Wakefield, the scheme's architect, distanced himself from further involvement and shifted his sights to nearby New Zealand. Not 6 months after the hopeful South Australian colonists had celebrated their arrival with a drunken ship's party on the mosquito-plagued shores of Holdfast Bay, Wakefield oversaw the establishment of the New Zealand Association. His enthusiasm for the new endeavour led him to proclaim that the volcanic islands on the fringe of the South Pacific Ocean represented the fittest country in the world for colonisation. Following 4 years of complex wrangling, a promising location named in honour of Vice Admiral Horatio Lord Nelson was planned on New Zealand's South Island. Come the dawn of 1842, an advanced colonisation party had built more than 100 basic huts at Nelson, and within months, the community numbered around 500 immigrants. As the frontier township grew, there came a need for qualified artisans to provide its basic infrastructure. The New Zealand Association placed advertisements in newspapers throughout Britain, and it was a call for a general-purpose right, proficient in shaping timber, iron and steel, that caught the attention of George Rutherford in the overcrowded Scottish city of Dundee.